An Iraqi Electoral Commission official said today it could take 2 to 3 days to count all the ballots cast in the country's provincial elections. The spokesman said that not all the ballots had been received at Baghdad's tally centre and that 4 provinces had yet to send their ballot boxes. He did not identify the provinces, saying that the ballots were expected to arrive tomorrow. Saturday's elections were for regional governments to promote democracy at the grassroots level. We spoke to Staffan de Mistura, the United Nations Special Representative for Iraq.
What we saw was certainly a victory of democracy in Iraq and a step in the right direction for also stability of Iraq. No question about that. Just going around in the streets of Ramadi, of Najaf, or Baghdad, and seeing the people going to vote and seeing them inside the polling stations, which were well managed and calm, wanting to indicate not only parties, but names of the people they would like to run their own district councils, was a clear sign that people are intending to want to show that ballots are by far more effective in Iraq or anywhere else in the world than bullets. The most important thing for the country now is to metabolize the results of the election without too much tensions. Absorb the fact that some will be complaining, some will be losers, some will be winners. Use that for making alliances and move forward. There will be other elections this year and other opportunities of winning and losing, but all in the direction of stability of Iraq.